Hi, this is Cindy Stevenson again. Today, I'm bringing you some tips on how to de-stress. But before we get into the tips, we need to talk about what causes stress. Many different things can cause stress. Physical, something that we fear. Emotional, you know, our worries over our job or family. Identifying what may be causing your stress is the first step of learning how to deal with it. There's survival stress. You may be scared, a fight, flight, or freeze response. Internal stress, which is worrying and that things are going to happen out of your control. Environmental stress, which could be noise, your job, your family. Fatigue and overwork is one way that causes stress. Stress can affect both your body and your mind. People are under a lot of stress, can become tired, sick, and unable to concentrate and think clearly. So this is why I'm talking today about the tips to how to de-stress. My first tip is YouTube videos for guided meditation. I use several. One of them is a chakra cleansing. I use music for relaxing the mind and the body. I also use chair yoga. It's a routine where you just stretch in the morning and it helps relieve stress. There are several meditations that are Tibetan or just music or deep sleep, whatever you find on YouTube. It is good to listen to a few before you make your certain pick, and you can save them so you can have them every time you are ready to meditate, whether it be in the morning or in the evening. Tip number two is visit someone that's sick or need support. I volunteer to deliver groceries once a month to the elderly, and I get to talk to them personally one-on-one. And this helps me de-stress because I know someone out there is living a life different than I am and maybe needs help, and I volunteer. Try that. I think everyone should volunteer. It helps so much to relax and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Tip three is sunshine and exercise. Going to the park and just walking around and being in the sunshine. The serotonin helps so much to de-stress your being. The sun shining on you, the warmth. Sometimes when it's cold, I don't like to go outside, but I do anyway because of the sun and nature. I love to be surrounded by nature, and just try walking in a park or going to a lake that's nearby and just walking around and thinking about gratitude and blessings. Number four, this is one of my favorites. It's a rocking chair on your front porch or in your living room. I often stop what I'm doing and walk outside and sit in my rocking chair and take in the bird sounds and all the things that surround me. And it helps de-stress me. And I maybe only do it for 4 or 5 minutes. But that 4 or 5 minutes helps me along in the day. It's part of my routine. Number five is a playlist that makes you feel good. Fill your iPhone or your cell phone, or make a CD that you can listen to during the day of your favorite songs and feel-good songs that lift you up and maybe initiate memories that were good for you. I know that I have several CDs that I love to use during the car rides because they lift me up and they make me feel good. Number six is listen to audiobooks. On YouTube, you can get free audiobooks. And they're in any kind of genre that you want. And you can just listen to them before you go to bed. Sometimes I like just books. One of the ones I recently listened to was The Art of Public Speaking. yeah, it was kind of boring, and but those are the kind of things I like to get me to drift off to sleep. And then in the morning I feel, okay, you know, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can have a talent of speaking. Number 7 is my go-to. Call a friend or a supporter. Many of us have supporters in our life that know our condition and know what's going on with us, whether we're in a creative mode or we are having some deep thoughts. And to have a friend maybe to go out to coffee with or come over and talk to you is one of the greatest assets in my life. Try it. Try to call your friend or family member and say, hey, I'm having a hard time, or hey, I need to talk about some creative ideals that I have or a project that I have, and have them come over. And this would be my last tip. Our lives have become so busy with each passing day, and so is our work schedule big, our obligations are bigger, and our stress is even bigger. The last tip is the adult coloring books that are out. Coloring time is calming, and your kids can join in and make it a perfect time to get together. Stress relieving is one of the biggest things that people can do to help them have a better life. Thank you, and this podcast is brought to you by Cindy Stevenson. Have a great day. Bye.